under attack. Israel's Air Force unleashes devastation on the Gaza Strip. On the ground in one of the world's most densely populated areas, it's a gruesome scene. This Palestinian policeman prepares for his end. These human targets were no match for the high explosion munitions that hit them. This building was among the targets, and as the victims are discovered and carried off to hospitals, the attacks just keep coming. The people of Gaza have been bracing themselves for this ever since the six-month ceasefire with Israel expired last week. Emergency medical officials in Gaza estimate that as many as 155 have been killed, but it's just too early to tell. Wounded Palestinians stagger the streets in search of medical attention. But it was already sorely lacking from years of siege and embargo, which Israel and the international community imposed on the people of Gaza. Calls for unity have already sounded from the West Bank.
And we have to be unified to be finally free from this oppression and occupation and injustice that has continued longer than any people can tolerate.
In Syria, the Hamas leadership has vowed revenge. From Jordan, a neighboring country which has peace with Israel, an ominous condemnation.
I address the Arab rulers saying, he who is not supporting Gaza now is a traitor. The Arab peoples must now take the streets. We can no longer stand in silence. After we have seen rivers of blood running in Palestine, we should sacrifice our own for the Palestinian people. We demand the Arab rulers who dealt with the Jewish enemy as dear friend to revoke all their agreements, treaties, and promises with the criminal enemy. Whoever establishes a relation with the enemy is nothing but a criminal.
The so-called Mideast Quartet has yet to weigh in. But then again, they have so far failed to protect the Palestinian population in any meaningful way. Clayton Swisher, Al Jazeera.